Maseches Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Barlo leMizrach Hazara. After the Kohen Gadol did the Vida on his par, he came to the east of Hazara in order to do the Goyrol on the two Seirim that were brought, Echad LaHashem veEchad LaHazazel, B'Safon HaMizbeach, to the north of the Mizbeach. Haskan miYamino, the Haskan Kohen Gadol, stood to his right. For Rosh Beis Av miSmolo, the Rosh Beis Av was standing to his left. The Rosh Beis Av was the one who was in charge of the Beis Av that came out on Yom Kippurim. As each Mishmor was divided into seven Batei Av, each Beis Av served on its day. V'sham Shnei Se'irim. And there, in the Azara, were the two Se'irim that were brought, one La'Hashem and one La'Azazel. V'kalpi Ha'isasham. There was a box there. Uba Shnei Gorolos. Inside the box were two lots. On one lot it said La'Hashem, and on one lot it said La'Azazel. Shel Eshkaroa Hayu. These lots were made out of a wood called Eshkaroa. Ba'asan Ben Gamla Shazav. Ben Gamla, who was Yeshua Ben Gamla, who was a Kohen Gadol, when he became Kohen Gadol, he made them out of gold. V'hayu maskirin oso l'shvach. The Chachamim praised him for this. Maseches Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Ben Katan Asa, Shneim Asa Dad L'Kir. Ben Katan, who was a Kohen Gadol, he made 12 spigots for the Kir. Shelo hayu elishnayim. That originally there were only two spigots to the Kir. As we said before, 13 Kohanim, Korban Shel Tamid, every day. And therefore, he wanted that all the Kohanim should be able to be Mekadesh Yudayim Reglayim from the Kir at the same time. As a person who did the Shechita did not have to be Mekadesh Yudayim Reglayim, because since Shechita is kosher with a Zar, doesn't have to be done Dafka by a Kohen, so therefore it does not require Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. So that leaves 12 Kohanim that were Mekadesh Yudayim Reglayim at the same time to do the Tamid Shel Shachar. Va'ahu asa muchni lakir. He also made a muchni for the kir, which was a wheel. That through this wheel they were able to lower the kir into the ground, into a big pit under the ground. Shelo yiu meimav nifsalim belina. So the water in the kir would not become pasul belina, because any water that was in the kir left overnight would become pasul. But if they lowered the kir into the ground, into the bore, the water would stay kosher, and it would deny that the mayim in the kir would be pasul. So therefore, it was lowered into the bore and remained kosher. Mun baz hamelech, hayoosa kol yidos hakelim, shel yom hakipurim shel zav. Mun baz hamelech, Rashi says he was from Beit Hashmonai. He made all the handles of the kelim of Yom Kippurim out of gold. Even kelim that they themselves were not made out of gold, such as knives that were unable to be made out of gold, but the handles he made out of gold. Hilni imo. Hilni, who was the mother of this Mumbaz, also saw Nivresha Shalzav. She made a menorah out of gold, al pischo shel heichal, which she put into the entrance of the heichal. The heichal was 100 amas high, and she put this menorah high up. So when the sun rises in the east, it would shine on this gold menorah and cause rays to come out of it. And all the Am that were in Yerushalayim would know, after seeing the rays from the menorah, that it is now time for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Vaf hi asasa kavla shel zav. She also made a plate out of gold. Sheparsha sota ksuva alah. The parsha sota was written on this plate. So therefore, when they had a sota, that they had to write the parsha of sota on a sefer and erase the sefer into the water, they wouldn't have to bring a sefer Torah specially in order to copy from the sefer Torah the parsha of sota which they wrote on a sefer. And they use instead this tavla shel zav. Nikaner nasu nisim lidal shel zav. Nikaner, who went to Alexandria and Mitzrayim to bring dalsos for the Beit HaMikdash. Miracles happened to him when he brought these dalsos. That when he brought the dalsos on a sphina from Mitzrayim, a big storm came and they took one of the dalsos that he brought and threw it into the Yam. And when they tried to throw the second dalos into the Yam, the Nicanor said, throw me in first. And they let him go, and the storm stopped. And when they got to the port, they found the second dalos also was riding right along with the Spina and was there in the port. V'hayu maskirin oso l'shvach. And he and all the other people mentioned above were mentioned, l'shvach, were praised for their actions.